Back again.
Carolyn's back.
Oh, have we already slated? Back.
Yeah.
We're rolling. Sorry, I'm a little rusty at this. Excuse me.
That's how we're starting
blew the mic out there. welcome back, everybody.
And welcome back to you.
Yeah, I guess welcome me back.
Yeah. I've already said this like 40 times off camera, but I am so happy Carolyn's back. Look, the first solo episode, so two episodes ago, where you sent in videos, I thought that was great. Last week, I have to apologize to the listeners.
She was dead inside.
My energy levels were low, very, very low. If you didn't notice, great, but I definitely noticed.
Gertie couldn't hold up her end of the bargain.
No. So keeping in mind that I am quite squeamish and really can't hear anything, tell us about what you've been going through these past 2 weeks. Like, literally, I need bare bones. The barest of bones.
Okay, so listener discretion advised. I'd say this is probably PG-13. It was a lot of blood.
See, that's already too much for
me. What?
Go ahead. I took my headphones off.
So for those of you who have had a gum graft before, you know this. For those of you who don't, you take off, this is disgusting, I'm so sorry. You take off a sliver of the roof of your mouth and then you implant it into the teeth that need gum strengthening, if you will. They took it off the top of my mouth and I was doing great. And then all hell broke loose approximately 4 a.m. A week. It had been a week, so we thought that we were good. And Kate is literally gonna pass out. Her face is getting red. No! I haven't even gotten to the good part, to the rupture. So we wake up, I'm swallowing, and I don't realize. I'm like, what is going on? I'm swallowing blood. I go to the bathroom. I've never seen this much blood like in my entire life. I'm like, I'm gonna pass out. And so we try to go to the dentist. So I sit there with a tea bag in my mouth holding it for like 3 hours. And we go to the dentist when it opens at 8 and they give us a call and they're like, yo, we're not going to be there till 9:30. And then they say, you can take the tea bag off. Take the tea bag off. Boom. Ruptures again. We're in the car. There is blood everywhere. And there's so much of it that I'm like choking on it. And I can't say anything because my husband's driving and I don't want to ruin his car. But basically it was like, do we need to go to the hospital? And I was like, all saying with my hands and body, yes. The answer is yes, we need to go to the ER right now. We went to the ER. They were like, man, you have a little rupture there. Okay, so my body is a freak. It's not Sheena's. It's not a Wonderland. It's a freak show. And I have a propensity for medical disasters like this. And so this one's not gonna, you can listen to this part. They showed me my mouth and they were like, okay, so we have this called the safe zone where we can usually like cut without worry that we're gonna hit a big vessel or anything. Okay, she's going back in. She's going. Basically, she's like, I haven't seen anything like this in 13 years. This is the first time I've ever had to come in. Your artery branched out into the safe zone and we snipped your artery. I got back from the hospital. We kept it closed for like 24 hours. At 11 p.m., I think the next day, boom, it happens again. There's blood everywhere. And so this time I hold a tea bag in my mouth for 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. So 9 hours of me just clenching a tea bag to the roof of my mouth till we could get back in to the oral surgeon. And it's been clogged up ever since. I will say I have some lumps in my mouth now that are like either hematomas or cysts. As Kate said in the episode, it's all medical jargon that you don't need to know. But basically, if I sound weird today, it's because I still have a couple bumps that I'm like talking around and like don't want my tongue to hit. I'm going to the dentist after this and we'll see if I have a mouth in about 3 hours. That's about the end of it, Kate. I'm good enough for Girls Unscripted and I'm so fucking pissed that I missed the last two episodes because I feel like so much shit went down.
Yeah, but you came back at a really good episode.
That's true. I did come back at a good episode.
I just felt like I was Charlie Brown and the parents were talking because I was humming the whole time. So I just could hear you go like, mom, 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 mom. Like, I truly, like, I don't know what happened to me. Once I turned like 25, I'm so squeamish about literally everything.
I'm backwards. So I used to like pass out as a kid all the time, yeah, getting the flu shot. I would like fight the nurse on it. And now I'm like, eh. There it is. Although that was, this was a lot. This past week, I am that.
No, it's that it seemed like you've been through hell and back. I'll never know.
Well, yeah, it was all a ruse just to get Kate to fly solo for
a couple weeks. No, you would never give me like
I would never.
My quick gabbity, I just need to give you guys a car update. So if you've been listening to the past two episodes, my car was stolen. Then my car was found. And then when my car got found, I had to go to the tow yard and take photos of the car to so insurance could know if it was totaled or not, because they wouldn't go out. I don't know. Whatever.
Which also, I've never heard of the place where they found the car.
Oh, yeah. It's in a town called Pacoima.
Never heard of
it. It's like in the Deep Valley of California. But not quite the Jax Taylor Valley.
Right. No, that's
a little further.
And Shallow Valley.
No, that's Shallow Valley. In more ways than one.
And more...
But so when I saw the car, I was like, fuck, it's fine. Like, I was hoping for it to be totaled because I never liked this car. And then after people like took it for a joyride or did whatever it was that they did, like, I don't know. I didn't want it back. It was tainted. Okay. So I like take photos of it and insurance is like, it's fine. It's not totaled. Just like get it towed to a mechanic so we can fix like the little cosmetic stuff. I take it to the mechanic and they're like, your engine is smoking, so there's a chance it may be a total loss. All of that was thrown out the window when I get a call from insurance 2 days ago saying, Catherine, do you know what the white powdery substance was in the backseat of your car?
I can't.
And I go,
oh my God.
I go, honestly, I don't know what that was.
Did you even look in the back of the car?
Well, I did. And I saw that there was a bunch of white powder back there. But in my defense, the thieves also left a bunch of sanding equipment in the back seat.
Well, was it like the circular? That was probably to get into cars.
I don't fucking know. But I was like, this must just be like sawdust or something. I don't know. I don't do drugs.
You,
I don't know what they look like.
You live in Los Angeles.
But okay, I
they
do know
had
what,
a good
I know
time.
What they look like. I know what drugs look like. But I've never done them, so I wasn't quite sure. So I just didn't think anything of it. And the tow yard guys were like, that's not drugs. They wouldn't have left that much behind. Well, the insurance.
Was there that much?
Yeah.
They were like, that was a lot of money left on the table.
I mean,
like,
it was like
no
white. It was like my backseat was like white. It looks like a thing of flour, like busted open. Not like that.
What
much. Like
happened in your car?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
It literally is like, dude, where's my
so
car?
So basically what happened was his insurance was like, yeah, they definitely took your car to smuggle drugs. And the amount it's going to cost to like dehazardize it or whatever, I don't even know the right word, but they were like, it's a hazard, we're gonna have to clean it, it's gonna cost like $3,000, that plus all your other damages, it's a total loss. And I was like, are you sure that it was drugs? Because that is the worst drug mole. You know, there's like
how
rocks.
Positive are we on the
there
scale?
Was like full-on like chunks of these quote drugs. And the lady on the phone was like, look, I wasn't going to tell you this initially because we didn't know what it was, but more times than none, people are stealing your car to smuggle drugs.
What?
Yeah,
today I learned.
And I have heard from other people that has happened, where their car had gotten stolen, taken to Mexico to get drugs and then brought back.
Have you heard of Pacoima?
And then brought to Pacoima. So if you're looking for coke,
holy shit,
I know where to buy some.
I just cannot believe there was that much drug in the back of your car. And yeah, like, did not even notice it.
Oh shit. I mean, I noticed it, but it's still on my yoga mat that I took from the car.
Coachella's coming up. You better be in on.
And of course,
sell that.
All my friends were like, it's probably fentanyl. Don't touch it. I'm like, dog, I was on my hands and knees going through that backseat, like trying to collect my shit back. So if it was fentanyl, I'd know by
Kate's
now. Thank
ripping
God.
Lines
Thank
in the back
God
of her car.
It wasn't, though. Like, that's really scary. And you know what? That's on insurance. I always thought it was weird that insurance was like, you have to go get your car. I'm like, I don't know what they did to it. Like, the police didn't do anything. Like, I don't know. Look. Shame on you, Progressive.
You find all flaws in the system when you have to go through shit like that. You're like, really? This is the best that we've gotten to?
They are
this
not
operational
on,
system?
They are not on your side at all.
No, especially the cops. Oh my God. I died when I listened to that about the cop story that came to your house. And
oh,
was
that
like,
cop. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I've never left you.
He left me two
Where's
times.
Where's the exit?
Two times. Oh my God, I can't
and
even get
was,
into it.
He was hitting on you at the same time. It was just such a good story. I mean, I hate that this happened for you.
It's funny.
Not imagine.
Now it's funny.
But oh my God.
That's why I was so low energy last episode, because I was going through all that. And I also, which this is a positive, but I just signed a lease on a new house.
Woo-woo! Woo!
That I'm moving in to.
In the Valley?
No.
It's not in the Valley.
In Culver City.
It's near me.
Near Carolyn. That I'm moving into with my boyfriend, which is really exciting and fun.
Woo!
But I'm like, oh my God.
Who's not Jay Tatro?
More, not Jimmy Tatro. Wow, you really did listen. You really did. But yeah, so it was just a lot of shit. Like, you know how sometimes when like you have a lot going on in your life and you're like, I don't think I have any more space in my brain.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
And I had to drop out the day of because that's when all hell broke loose.
Yeah, but it was fine. I mean, look, we make do.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to be here.
More than anything. This is anything. Your baby. Titty twisting. Max Boyens. Sheena and Tom Schwartz. I mean, there's a lot that happened while I was away.
Do you have like one overall thing you'd like to say about either episode?
God bless American TV production.
That's a good.
That's all I have to say.
It's been getting good.
For that.
Did you watch these episodes on Peacock or as they aired?
Both, because so, I want to be prepared.
So you know the difference. So I was going to put a disclaimer on the top of this episode because I normally watch it as it airs, but this week I watched it on Peacock, and Peacock has like an extended mm-hmm. version. So I guess this is the disclaimer. Like if we talk about shit that you guys are like, when did that happen? It's probably because we watched the Peacock extended mm-hmm. version. And before we get into it, though, we have a big monumental thing we have to talk about.
It's huge.
Our, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
I didn't think so. It's huge. You do know because you're the one that told me.
Oh, yes. We have a huge announcement.
Prove it that you know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about our 1,000?
Yes. Our 1,000 followers across all platforms. Woo.
List subscribers.
Like our 1,000 subscribers over all platforms. Woo. All right. Now I have to show our boobs. We said
you first,
we would.
You first.
But thank you guys for real. That's really exciting. Shall we?
Yes.
I didn't have much to say about like the very beginning. You know when they like go through all the houses and kind of show everyone, except for I fully believe Brock lived in like a shack made of straw in New
we
Zealand.
We had mod. Is
yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, did you have Play-Doh? We had mud. Between the I was in love with a pig farmer's daughter. What's next? He's going to tell us like his preschool teacher was a cow.
Hopefully.
Like every time he opens his mouth about something in New Zealand, I'm like, did you have a home? Like for real, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like I want to learn more. I would love, you know how Brittany and Jax had the show where they went to Kentucky?
Yeah.
I want a show where they go to New Zealand.
Oh, shit. Where you should pitch that.
Where Sheena and Brock go to New Zealand so I can see where this motherfucker came from.
Oh, I would love to see where he came from. And the more that I'm watching him, the more I didn't see what you were saying at first, and I apologize for this. He is so much hotter.
So much hotter.
With short hair. Oh my it's God. A different human. Totally different species.
Guy. Yeah.
Love him. Sheena. Park scene. Do you have any notes on that?
No, with them working out with Jenna.
I just had a note about water sommelier tasting in the first place. Glad it exists. And I can't wait for their air tasting next week. That was all I had. So I'm going to leave on
wow,
that
Wow. And that's her set,
Thank
everybody.
You so much.
Hey, it was a good one. It was a good one. I think the first like real scene is at Tom and Ariana's when Ariana is talking about poaching Anne as her assistant.
Unreal.
And Anne, I love you, girl, but I think it's maybe time for you to branch out and get a different job in like a non-toxic work mm-hmm. environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does she really think that's gonna work?
If we grow, she has a place with us. Also, she was very sloppy.
It was weird.
I do think when you're new to reality TV, there is a learning curve of like, oh man, this is so cool. I can't believe they're asking me to be on camera and do this. And you kind of like have a blind spot to like, that's actually a really bad idea to do it in the house while he's there.
Yeah.
Unless they really like wanted her to do that while he's
there.
I
doubt it was her idea. I'm sure it was.
Oh, I'm sure they would like dress up in the suit, do the whole thing. But
although
I mean,
maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah, who knows?
I really don't know. But yeah, so I don't know if this was in the extended version or both versions, but Anne did get her own talking head.
She looked great.
They're just giving talking heads to anybody.
True.
These days. I was surprised Martin the water sommelier didn't get a talking head this episode.
I had a joke about that.
Go ahead, say it.
No, it's just listing my favorite people that I think deserve to be up here.
Martin the sommelier.
The sommelier needs to go up
no,
on the wall.
No, I agree. I know that this is one of the smallest main casts we've had in years, but it does feel like they're just grasping at straws to get an interview out of anybody these days.
And also, but like, there are so many characters that like aren't on the show that we're talking about, like Max Boyens.
Right.
Dana's now like showing up places.
Right. She'll never come back. I agree with Tom that I think it's weird that Ariana is going to poach Anne. I might be alone in that, but I do kind of feel him on that. Like, look, I don't feel bad for him at all. I could see his POV of like, all right, and you're going to take my assistant.
Well, I'm going to speak on behalf of my client, Anne. From her point of view, she is looking for opportunities. And the way that Ariana was even talking, I've like, we've been in those spots where we've worked with people in Hollywood where it's like, there's a difference between you're working for me and you're working with me.
That's a good point.
And Ariana really made it clear, like, I want someone that can like look at my shit and tell me if I'm going to pass on it or not, like someone to work with me. That's exciting. That's a real opportunity for Anne if she wants to get in development. I don't know if she does. So selfishly, I would say, fuck Tom, do whatever. Does it suck? Yeah. But again, it kind of goes back to the like Katie like giving zero shits about fucking Max Boyens. Tom has respected nothing of Ariana's for the past years. So it's like, really, you want her to be the civil one now when she's just looking for... to give an opportunity to someone that deserves it.
Very good point. Also, you sound great.
Thank you so much.
No, you do.
I'm just so glad you said that.
I don't know what you went through, obviously, because I didn't listen, but I'm sure it was a lot. And you sound really good.
Maybe I should keep this in my mouth.
You really do. Speaking of Katie and Max Boyens, the next scene, we go to Sheena's condo, and they do talk a bit more on the whole Katie and Max thing. And I do want to say, I go back on what I said last Girls Unscripted episode, because last Girls Unscripted episode, I was kind of like, I guess for lack of a better word, calling Katie a hypocrite. Like, you know, she gave these rules and now she's doing the same thing. But after further investigation and thought
and self-reflection,
she did not owe his ass anything. And I was wrong for even being on the fence.
What made you switch sides?
Oh, well, I originally was like, you know, Tom's kind of right, because Katie was so adamant. And I even said in the episode, like, I think I said this, like on Winter House, he was even so afraid to get with Katie Flood or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was afraid of what Katie Maloney was going to say. Like, she really like railed into him. But what honestly changed my mind is just the internet and like seeing what everybody else had to say and how everyone was like, what does she owe him? Like, yeah, they did have that rule, but he didn't respect it. Mm-hmm. So why should she respect it?
And it's not like this is the one time he hasn't respected something that she's wanted. Like, it's,
he's cheated on her like multiple. I'm team Katie. Did you watch the after show? I think I know you did, because yes. I saw your TikTok.
Yes.
I think it's Kristen says to Sheena, you know, about Max, like, you slept with him more than once, I slept with him more than once. Obviously Katie probably wanted to see like what all the hype was about. Obviously Max has had good reviews. Did you know that Max Boyens now has an OnlyFans?
Shut up.
Yep. He is profiting.
Does he show what the rumored anomaly is?
Kind of.
Did you buy it?
No, I was tempted. $15 a month, I was tempted.
Oh, what if splits these for a month?
If I didn't just have to do a bunch of shit with my car, I would have had an extra $15 around. I could have seen Max Boyens' penis, but not today. But
even Lisa Vanderpump was like, I've heard that his dick is huge, is basically what
she's saying. So basically, I saw a TikTok. There's a photo of him in shorts. And you can like see it through the shorts, you know. Or a photo, yeah. But apparently he said he's not going to like show anything.
Okay.
So it's probably, I don't even want to know. Good for Katie. We'll see if she goes back for seconds.
Good for Max.
And good for Max.
Oh, I also just liked how Tom Schwartz talked about making sure that he has children at some point, or like he wants them. He's realizing that he does want them. A, he doesn't need any children. That's a horrible idea. But the only reason I can think of for him to have children is that they can babysit him eventually. Like what? When they turn 12, it's an investment.
He does need someone to take care of him. That is spot on. That is spot on. It intertwined with that scene is Ariana and Katie at Katie's apartment. And my jaw dropped when Ariana said she had 6 shots of espresso that day and it was still light out.
I said, 6 shots of espresso are so many shots. My heart is palpitating just writing this.
Well, I was going to ask you, because I'm not a like caffeine drinker. That's a lot, right?
I can't have like 1 shot of espresso. 2 shots, I'm over the moon. 6 shots?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a cardiovascular event waiting to happen.
Yeah, she better be careful.
She gotta be careful.
And then the only other thing I had to say about this scene was that I know a lot of people don't love Katie Maloney's style, but like I feel like her outfits are like my Pinterest vision board.
Wow.
I'm wearing this jacket because I loved her jean vest so much. Like, I know that's a hot take. I love like everything she's been wearing like these past 2 years.
I can see that.
I'm a big
for
fan.
For you. And I'm it works.
Fan. Look, I would change a couple things here and there.
Right.
Make sometimes I'd maybe like, oh, I'd add this, take away this. But for the most part, I think she is my personal fashion icon. I'll say it.
That's, oh man. You know who mine has been that's so fucking random? I don't know if it still holds true, but for a while this was mine. Hmm. Caitlin Bristow.
Oh, I don't know much about what she wears.
I don't know. She's also a Nashville girl, so maybe that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I do like her though.
Yeah, she's great.
I like her. Not that I know her. No. but I like her.
She's a complete stranger. When Katie, this is just further proof. I loved your response the other week when I asked who you think would win in a fight. And your theory of like Katie would just snap her fingers and like two men in coats would just come and like take her away.
It's true.
She is so stone cold killer that when she said the like, oh, we didn't, it's not like we had an agreement or anything.
Yeah,
I got goosebumps.
No, she's scary.
It was fucking scary,
but it's cool,
and it's really fucking
cool. Kind of hot.
Yeah, it's sexy.
So when it comes to this water tasting, I just wish that I loved something as much as Martin the sommelier loves water.
Remember when you did your research on Anne?
Did you do research on Martin?
Research on Martin.
Tell us.
It's not as exciting. It's kind of exactly what you think it was. He's from Germany and just like loved water there. And he loves water still here. He's been in Food and Bev for a while, and he just like carved out this niche for himself.
Interesting. You know what? Somebody's got to do it. You know what? Somebody doesn't have to do it.
But I don't, the results speak for themselves. He's at this.
He's on TV.
Yeah, he's on TV.
And he has a quote, $1,000 bottle of water, which I'm sorry, that's bullshit. That's not real.
Well, you could argue we upprice any luxury good.
But water, like the idea of doing a water tasting is one thing, but then tasting 1,000, I don't know.
It's a branding thing.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around.
A Birkin is in value. I mean, I don't want people coming at me. A Birkin is in value of how it was made, not that much more expensive than a Louis Vuitton, but it's just a branding thing. Yeah, so someone's got to, attack the market.
But you can't just get free purses out of a faucet.
That's very true.
Like it's water. I see what you're saying, but this is water. I just don't get it.
It is like bottling air and putting a price tag on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my god. And fucking price tags. Sheena obviously has a brand deal with Smirnoff. What 30 plus year old woman is like, I brought Smirnoff.
It did sound like a good drink. Well, she remind me of a drink that I would drink when I was in college. But.
She brought it to Tahoe. They had like Smirnoff like seltzers too.
Oh,
dude, she's a cash cow. She's a cash cow. She's like, it's just smart. I mean that in the best way possible. Like these brands, if I were a brand, I would want Sheena Shea on my team.
Love that. Martin, I didn't think was real human though. When I first saw him, I was like, he's a plant. This is just too good to be true. His accent was unreal. His enthusiasm for water was unreal. I did see Dana and I was like, I wonder why she's here.
She was the only one that's not on the main cast that was there and didn't say a word. It was a little out of place.
And then she like dipped at some point, but our friend Johnny, and you apparently knew this, talked about, because Dana was on Vanderpump Rules a few seasons ago, and she was just had one season and was out. I thought they just didn't find her like captivating enough, but apparently she just flat out was like, I'm never doing reality TV again.
She has done so many interviews about how much it has fucked her up mentally and whatever. It would make sense for Dana to come back. She's actually more intertwined than most people, but I don't think she ever will. Katie also talked about it on her podcast about how her sleeping with Max affected Dana. Did you watch that video?
Oh no.
Basically,
I thought about that.
Basically, she was just saying how, like, you know, she doesn't do that to her friends, and after she slept with Max, the first person she did think of is Dana.
Yeah.
So Dana is still intertwined in this
world. Well, they have that podcast together now. That's why I was like, I wonder if that's why she's there.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, I went to Emo Night when Katie, Ariana, and Sheena were DJing, and Dana was there.
Oh, okay, good.
So I think she's like in the group.
She is in the know.
I absolutely hated when Tom ran after the ranch, because that was bullshit and stupid, and I was on Ariana's side. He was just like pandering, like, oh, Sheena, you need ranch? I'll get it for you. Like, did she think that this delivery driver just had ranch in his glove box?
This was the first scene that we had Tom and Ariana in a room together. Since everything broke.
Well, they were at the Belmont. But that was more.
Oh,
public.
They were at the Belmont, but that's public. A public place, yeah, yeah. And they were at Hotel Ziggy, another public place. Yeah. Where
no,
they
I
had
know what you mean though.
The most, but it was the first time that like there was no choice but to acknowledge each other because they were in the same like 50 square foot radius.
Yeah.
So I thought it was fascinating to see how it play out, and we saw exactly how it would.
I loved it. I loved it. I obviously think, and I'm sure most people will agree, that Ariana's reactive response isn't just about Maya.
Yeah.
Like, there's obviously more to it.
It's not just about the Maya.
It's not about the Maya. I think that, like, people need to remember that this is only a couple months after all of this broke. Like, we say this every episode, yeah, basically. That's probably the first time she's talked to him.
Yeah. No, and she even says, she's like, I haven't talked to him since the reunion. And then we see, like, those brief interactions.
So, obviously, she has all this shit bottled up. Maya is the way she's yelling at him, the vessel in which she's yelling at him through, but...
The catalyst.
But, thank you, that's a better word. But, really, she's just... The anger in her voice is not just about Maya.
And much like Katie Maloney, hence why they're such good friends. You don't want to fuck with Ariana. But I was also shocked at Tom's responses. To quote Bethany Frankel, who I hate quoting, but she has the weirdest analogies. If enough people say you're dead, lie down. Like, for him to even try to come back and be like, well, you didn't do this, Ariana. Ariana. That it was like... He's so delusional. I just couldn't believe that's how he chose to handle it.
He said in the fucking after show, look, this man will blame anybody but himself, human or canine. He said in the after show, it's not my fault Maya gets into everything. I left a box of paintballs on the ground and she got into them. And paintballs taste like soap. It's like you left paintballs on the floor and you're mad at your dog for getting into it. He can never take accountability for anything. It's crazy. Now, here's a question for you. Do you think Ariana was wrong for leaving? Like, people are trying to blame Ariana for even having these leftovers in her room. To begin with, Lala saying, don't you do a trash bag commercial? Like,
it's not about Maya. It's not about Maya. Yeah, yes, they're both wrong. And she shouldn't be, if it's that much of a problem that her dog gets into her food all the time, then she shouldn't leave food out, period. If the door was open, closed, the dog could still get in. Like, I think that is a, have you ever had something happen with like a boyfriend where like you both were at fault and it was a bad outcome for something? I'm trying to think of an example. I think they both had a part to play in this. And I think she got the level of degree in which she was mad is not like in proportion to the crime committed.
Right. No, I can really relate to this story because I actually have one of my own. If you remember my dog Buddy, who was previously named Foxy, that I talked about one episode. I was in college. This is like my favorite story of all time, but I'll make it quick. I was in college and my brother is 2-3 years younger than me, and I get a call from him. My parents are divorced, okay? So my dad was away on vacation or was away on a work trip, and Buddy is my dad's dog. So my brother would have to go over there and like take care of him. I get a call from my brother, and my brother doesn't call me. So I answer and he's like, Katie. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, Buddy ate weed. And I go, what do you mean Buddy ate weed? And he's like, you know, Andrew's over and Andrew had weed in his backpack and Buddy got in the backpack. He ate like an entire gram of weed, this dog. Yeah. And I'm like, well, what's he doing? And my brother's like, nothing. And I'm like, what do you mean nothing? He's like, he's just standing there. He's not moving. He's not moving. And I'm like, you have to call our mom. Like, you have to stop. But obviously he's scared because he's like 18 and weed's like illegal. And he's like, I can't tell anyone. I'm like, you have to. So I was like, you go tell our mom. I'll call the vet for you. It's fine. So I call the vet and I'm like, yes. I'm trying to be like professional. I'm like, my dog got into some marijuana. And the vet's like, how much did he get into? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe like a ping pong ball size. And the vet's like, you mean a G? And I'm like, yeah, girl, he got into a G.
Yeah, fuck.
And they're like, bring him in. And they had to like do kind of what something similar to what Ariana was saying with Maya and like flush out his system. It was like a wild, wild story. He was fine. But do we blame the dog or do we blame Andrew for having weed in his backpack? Like,
yeah. Were you furious at... Your brother?
No, I thought it was funny because the dog lived. But my dad, on the other hand, was not happy.
But at least weed, you're not at risk of dying. I guess the chicken saute sticks were really seemed to be.
She really specified the chicken saute sticks.
I assume that's what the problem was, because you could get, I don't know. It wasn't about Maya.
It was never about Maya.
It was never about Maya.
What I did love about them fighting, though, was Tom and Katie being outside just kind of like riffing with each other. Like, were they fighting? Were they flirting? I wasn't sure.
Okay, so my husband watched it with me and he goes, they're going to fuck. And I was like, they are not going to fuck, Kyle. Like, that's absurd. No, first he said that about Ariana and Tom Sandoval when she was laughing about his dirty boxers. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah,
like, there's still something there. There's still something there.
No way.
And I was like, there's absolutely no way. And then
it would be a man to be like, oh, she thinks it's funny how disgusting his boxers are. She definitely wants to fuck him. Like, come on, Kyle. Kyle, do you really think we think that way?
It is 2024. Let's grow up a little bit. But then he said that with Schwartz and Katie. And I was like, I do love the vibe that's happening. But then Schwartz like torpedoed it.
No, look, their vibe post-divorce, like, I enjoy their friendship a lot better than I enjoy their relationship. Mm. I would love to have more scenes of them talking. I think that they're both better now.
Did you like that outfit of hers?
Yes, I did. That was my favorite outfit.
Really?
I know.
I could see you rocking
with the
sweat, that.
The jean sweater vest. I loved it with the big t-shirt. Yeah. I liked it. I did. I'm sorry. Even though Schwartz said it wasn't serving.
He was dressed as Elf.
He was. You know what? I actually had to Google what he wore to that Ice Queens party that Stassi and Ariana hosted together, because he dressed as an elf for that party. And I'm like, did he wear the same shirt? But he didn't. It was a different shirt. I think the next scene after that is there's a conversation at Sheena's house and we have a Brock job update.
Woo, 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 woo.
He knows we've been looking for one everywhere and we found it. And his job update was he sold a bunch of gyms. And I guess that's how he has some money. But how did he get the gyms to begin with?
Well, he had like an app, didn't he?
I don't know. So did Jax.
But I will say it did make a little bit of sense that he was like, he's just a great stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, yeah. And you
Someone
know what?
Someone has to take care of Summer.
I'm not mad about that. But it does make me question, like, why do you want a nanny so bad when your sole job right now is to be a stay-at-home dad?
Oh, he wants to get fucked
dad?
Up.
Yeah, he does.
He's just now getting, like, you know, his fame is rising. It's a fun time for him.
I did think it was interesting that him and Sheena were, like, fighting.
Oh,
like, well, fuck this, fuck that, whatever. Like, they were cursing a lot in front of Summer
That's
Moon.
What Kyle said, too.
How could you possibly ever be mad when you have a daughter that's that fucking cute?
It's
she
disgusting.
Is the cutest girl I have ever seen in my life. And, yeah, they really were just, she's going to start repeating what they're
like
saying.
The valley. Yeah.
Like in the valley when the little girl said, fuck, fuck. They then go, it's Lisa, it's James's mom, it's James and Allie. They go out to dinner. Random.
That's so random.
They go to Nick's on Beverly, which I have been to before. I didn't know it was a fully vegan restaurant. Literally had no idea. I ordered the cheesiest pizza ever. It was like ricotta, mozzarella, whatever the hell else you put on pizza. And I was eating it. I'm like, why does this taste so weird?
It was not cheese.
It wasn't
you did,
cheese.
You did not have a cheese pizza.
I don't know what I had, but it wasn't cheese. But it was a cute restaurant. I don't think Lisa knew who Max Boyens was at first. They
really?
Yeah, Tom was like, so Katie got, or someone, not Tom, sorry. James or Allie said, like, Katie got with Max Boyens. And Lisa's face was just kind of like.
Oh, I took it the other way. I thought it was surprised that they were bringing him up because he was fire from the show in a controversial
like
way.
Maybe she was kind of like, are we talking about this on camera?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair.
Like, whoa, Matt, whoa. His name.
She did say one of the best quotes of the episode when they were talking about how Sheena was tracking Max. Lisa said, she got married, she had a baby, and she's still tracking the man she had sex with prior to meeting Brock. Period.
Mm.
Period.
Period.
It's weird.
It is very weird, but that's what we expect from this point.
And Lisa called Max blessed. How does Lisa know what Max has going on in his pants?
They all tell Lisa everything. The stuff that she knows.
I don't know. That was a weird season for her with the Max and Brett. And she was like in love with Brett. Brett was so.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. She was like flirting with him and like touching his muscles and stuff.
Yeah, kind of weird. But yeah, whatever. Odd. That's Lisa for you. Who gets the Lego photo at Tom and Ariana's house when they break
they
up?
They talked about this. In one of the episodes, because the Lego person said he would remake the Lego. He would take the Lego art piece.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
He was like, the person who made it said that he was happy to rearrange the Legos to make it just an Ariana piece. And give it to Ariana. And she declined. And I was like, bitch, I think I would do it. Or no, Would you just want that energy gone?
I probably would decline to, because look, Tom would say yes. Ariana would say no, because Ariana probably doesn't want a Lego portrait of herself hanging in her own house.
Very bad.
Whereas someone like Tom or Sheena, who like would love to have a Lego portrait of themselves,
would
in their
love
house.
A Lego house of themselves.
Yeah. I think we should just spend the rest of the episode talking about this fucking beach day.
Beach day.
I will say California beach days are strenuous. It's not as easy as you think. I remember when I moved out to California, I was like, I'm going to go to the beach all the time, without realizing that it was an hour drive. Then you had to pay for parking. And it was just like, I went to the beach more when I lived in landlocked Pennsylvania than I do living in Los Angeles. But I just say their complaints were valid of them bitching about going to the beach, especially if most of them are living in the valley.
And LA's beach, like the sand, I don't know what you call it, sand dune? Sand?
Like the length
the
between.
The coast.
Yeah.
Is so long.
Yeah. Though it's got some width for sure.
To truck through sand carrying coolers and backpacks.
So Sheena maybe kind of proved your point a little further. I know you're still on the train of thinking that Sheena and Sandoval have hooked up. And she did point to him and say, almost every guy here has been flirting with me, including you, and then pointed to Sandoval.
Okay, that made me almost want to retract a little bit.
Oh.
But I want to say it is crazy that I posted a TikTok basically saying that Sheena and Sandoval have hooked up at some point. Do you know how many people liked that video?
No, people think it. People
40,000 people.
That's insane.
40,000 people agree with this.
You know what I've noticed about TikTok? And this is sad, but if you say anything about Sheena, people
you
are,
get views,
yeah,
you
people,
get likes.
People
yeah.
really don't like Sheena. Yeah. It makes me feel kind of bad.
I know.
It is, but she does it to herself.
Yeah. It's, you know, she plays the game, and so we're going to critique it. But
yeah.
But her saying, because I don't think she's that ballsy, that if they had hooked up, she would point directly at him and say, you flirted with
right.
me too. Because he would want anything to get heat off of him in any capacity. I feel like he would have thrown out, well, we've, you know, hooked up, Sheena, so stop talking to, like...
That's true. That's
know?
True.
He I would have tried to get the heat off of himself.
That's true. That's a good point, because he doesn't want to be alone in all of this. So that's why he's so mad at Rachel for not coming back to the show.
Your nails are fantastic.
They're fake. I got them at CVS.
Oh, I love them.
They just keep falling off. But thank you.
That happens.
Yeah, I'm channeling you. I feel like a real woman when I have like long nails.
It's the best.
It really is the best.
Yeah.
I think that everyone at this beach day was being extremely disrespectful to Ariana. I don't think that Tom necessarily was bringing up Rachel or flirting or anything, but everyone else was. Brock was the one that mentioned it. Sheena saying, Sandoval, you flirted with me. And then Brock says like, oh, that's a low-hanging fruit. Is that what you said about Raquel? Or something like that, right? Like, they're making fun of Sandoval in front of Ariana. And Ariana has every right to be like, can you guys not fucking talk about this in front of me? That's so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was crazy that it was almost as if she wasn't even there. And you could tell she was on her phone. I think she was trying to like block it out.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it hard enough to have to be around your ex months after he did what he did, to be filmed, to have all of your quote friends laughing about it, talking about it in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I was not on board with that scene.
Well, this is where reality and reality TV are different things. Because in reality, this never would be happening. She would not get anywhere close to him. The only reason she is because they're filming a TV show and there has to be scenes where they're both in the same location. So it's gonna blow up. There's like no other choice for it to blow up. I think she tried her hardest for it not to blow up. But, and also again, he did the same thing and just doubled and like threw stuff back at her.
Right.
I mean, when Brock said like, do you think he's not backing off? Like he did leave. Like there is some truth to that too. But
he left, but he stood what? 10 yards away and just stared
so true.
At them.
He just went to the bar to go like get non-alcoholic drinks. Like, it's a whole thing.
I just think that if this group wants so badly to just have a normal fun beach day, then stop instigating.
Yeah.
Go. But obviously this is reality TV. That's not going to happen. I understand that. But they're making it seem like, oh, Ariana and Tom, look at what they're doing now. We can't even have one normal beach day. It's like, you guys are the ones that are bringing up Raquel, that are bringing up the dogs, that are bringing up Anne. Like, you're poking the bears right now. Yeah. You want them to fight with each other.
Yeah.
I think it's fucked up.
I thought it was messed up too.
I think it's fucked up that Tom claims he has an HR department as well.
That was the most laughable
thing. It's the most comical thing I've ever heard.
An HR department for what?
He's like, yeah, I have HR, I have workers' comp. It's like, okay.
For his tonal that isn't his? Like, what is he talking about?
I had to look up what a tonal was.
Oh, it's like the, like, yeah.
You it looks it cool. Yeah, I actually fun. Did. I still don't know what it, I mean, I looked it up. I learned last night. It seemed fancy. I do agree with Lala saying, like, Ariana needs to choose inner peace. But again, like, this just fucking happened.
Yeah.
Just happened. Did she choose inner peace when Tom Schwartz was playing pickleball with Randall? No.
Mic drop for that one.
I'm just saying.
She did not. Well, I just have a question for you. Ooh. Of like, is there validity in when castmates and even Tom Sandoval says it to Ariana when he says, like, you've won, you have all these things. Does that mean that Ariana should back off from her stances in these arguments?
No. No. I think is such bullshit. I mentioned this in a previous Girls Unscripted episode, but like, if I got a promotion at my job after my boyfriend cheated on me with one of my best friends in front of all of America to see, does that mean that I just shouldn't care because I got a promotion at work?
Yeah, exactly.
Because my friends decide I'm going to side with you and not him. Does that mean he's off the hook then? What he did isn't really that bad because my friends chose me.
Yeah.
No. Like, she didn't win anything. Like, okay, she did win because not being with him is a win. But that doesn't mean that what he did just gets erased because she...
It doesn't negate it because she gets some success.
It's better. Did they expect her to just sit there and cry and wallow?
Say, thank you so much.
Right, or be like, Tom, please take me back. Or, oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. Or, like, this is so sad. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they expected her to do.
Yeah.
But they didn't expect her to come out the other end. And they're mad that she's coming out the other end.
And that she has...
It's ridiculous.
Evolved, as Lala says.
It's ridiculous. So it's like, because Sandoval is sadder...
Yeah.
...that we should feel more bad for him.
Right.
Even though he is the one that did it.
Yeah,
he did it, but because he's walking around like a puppy dog, I don't feel bad.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, dude, okay, I'm just gonna say it. My fucking shitty ex-boyfriend did the same shit. He cheated on me after we dated for 6 years. I found out about it, and we had to live together for the next couple of months because he wouldn't move out. And I'd come home from work, and he'd just be wallowing around the house, and he'd be crying on the couch, like as if I'm supposed to feel bad for him for not keeping it in his pants. Like, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. Just be... I'm hot.
I'm dead. I'm dying.
I got heated. Dying.
All of that is true. All it's of what just, you just said was true.
It's just true. It's true. I actually am hot. My ears are red. I need an ice bath. Woo!
Sorry. Oh my God. Don't get too excited.
That's my trigger.
You'll bleed.
That's my trigger. But yeah, that's why it's like... Yeah. I will never be Team Sandoval. I can understand where he's coming from at certain parts, or I may think like maybe he is right about this thing or whatever, but I don't, as a whole, I'm not on
also
his side.
Last thing I'll say, listening, this is like our weekly plug for Rachel Goes Rogue. Did you listen to the latest episode?
No, I haven't. I've been behind.
It is, Raquel's not in it, but it's her.
She's not on her own episode?
She's not on her own episode.
That is the definition of her going rogue.
It is so fucking rogue. And the story on like why she calls it rogue is great too. It's like her publicist, and it's a reporter interviewing the publicist about how everything went down. And it makes you... I thought I couldn't hate him anymore. It makes me hate him even more. Like, everything we thought, you know, because I think the title of it is When Cameras Stopped Rolling. Oh. And, like, how it all happened afterwards. And all Tom cared about was the brand. And he tried to control Rachel.
I so understand. And, I could see that.
And the publicist was like, it was manipulative as fuck. And it was... scary, and like we did everything to get her out of it, and she finally got out of it.
But I believe that
it sucks.
I'll listen. I'll listen. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
The final thing I want to say about this beach scene, I do have a bit of a viral video going around
right
now.
She's famous.
So let me tell you the story behind it. So I went to Jax's Studio City on Tuesday for the Vanderpump Rules in the Valley watch party. So if you saw the video, you'll know that like Jax is basically slamming Vanderpump Rules, saying like, this is all scripted. You want to see a scripted show, I'll show you fucking Vanderpump Rules. Like, everything after season six is scripted, blah, 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 whatever. You've probably seen
yelling
the video.
Yelling it into a microphone. Yeah.
So here's how it went down. It took place during the beach scene episode. That's why he says, like, who wears Chanel earrings to the beach? He says that in the episode, or he says that in the video. At Jax's, I guess he does these viewing parties. It's the first time I went. He sits at this big table in the center of the bar, and he has a microphone on the table the entire time. And when he's not talking in the microphone, he's on his phone live tweeting the episode. So if you guys saw those tweets, he was tweeting throughout the whole episode, like, because I kept looking at his phone, like, what is he, like, doing on there? And yeah, he was live tweeting the episode, yelling into the microphone, totally slamming Vanderpump. For those of you that did comment on the video and asked if that was Stephen McGee from Summer House next to him, it was. Stephen McGee from the first two seasons of Summer House was there.
What? Like, I didn't notice that.
Right next to Jax the whole time, just giggling, laughing with him. And Stephen McGee is the only person at Jax's little round table of posse members that I even recognized. Everyone else there was a stranger, just his group of yes men, I guess.
The fact that Jax just gets a microphone and just slams Vanderpump Rules. But did he say something about the Valley? Of, like, the Valley is not as scripted.
Well, so then after he went on his absolute rampage, he does say, like, the beach scene ends and then it goes right into the Valley and everyone starts clapping. And he's like, this is not a scripted show. See, this is real. We're struggling. Or, like, he was just saying the most random shit.
It's like Kanye vibes.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
He also kept, look, I'm not here making suspicions, but he kept leaving and running across the street and like going into, like, the bank parking lot and then coming back.
What do you think he was doing, Kate?
I'm not gonna say. As I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, I have never done drugs. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how people get it. So I will not be making assumptions. He also was just ripping shots of, I think, tequila.
So this is the one party thing that, like, watching everyone, even like on the Valley, ripping shots is the one thing I don't understand. Party wise, I could not do.
I know they really do rip shots a lot.
Like, they drink like they are 22, and it's really impressive. I gotta give them that.
I guess that's a, like, I would love to know. Like, if comment on our YouTube, like, at what age did you stop doing shots, if any, or are we just lame?
Are we just?
I mean, I do a shot every now and then.
You did a Jaeger bomb. Actually, they didn't have it.
They didn't have Jaeger bombs. So I wanted, on St. Patrick's Day, all I wanted was a Jaeger bomb. That's all I wanted. And this bar didn't have Jaeger, so I did get a shot of whiskey. I like whiskey shots.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm just a cool girl like
that. Yeah, that's a sexy bad bitch.
Yeah,
thing
you
too.
Know.
Yeah.
I ride motorcycles and
you
I
do not. That's
smoke
not a
cigs.
Thing. She doesn't do that
and
either.
I drink whiskey.
She does that.
But it has to be chilled.
Yep.
And I have to sip it, but I will do it. Okay, so our question of the week this week, if you don't know, we ask a question every single week. Put it on our Instagram because we want to keep the conversation going. Our Instagram handle is girlsunscriptedpod. And the question is, whose fault is it that Maya got into Ariana's leftovers? I really want to see what side each person is on because, frankly, I'm stuck somewhere in the middle.
There's three sides to every story. Ariana's, Tom's, and the truth, and we'll just never know.
Actually, there's four sides.
And Maya's.
And Maya's.
Hers is debatably the most important side of the story.
Carolyn, hit us with the ASMR this week.
All right, I really missed this, so I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back because I was horrible at it.
No, I thought you did a really good job. You even lulled sweet Gertie to sleep.
I did. I've just never been one to talk quietly, so it was hard for me.
Well, it's okay because we all have a quiet voice within us, so let's just relax, sit back, cuddle your pillow, or whatever comfort tactic you choose to relax, and listen to this sweet, sweet ASMR from Vanderpump Rules, sort of. We'll explain at the end. They don't even hang out with each other. Show me a scripted show, and I'll show you fucking Vanderpump Rules. Scripted. I've been on this show for 9 fucking years, and this is scripted. Thank you so much, everyone. That was from Kate's video. You really have to go see it.
That was Jax's. That was Jax part of Taylor. Jax's rant. that he did at his bar that I somehow, right place, right time, got on.
How many views is that?
It's probably almost at 300K.
Oh my God.
Page Six picked it up.
No, they did not.
And they said the video was from TikToker Kate Riccio. You heard it here first. I know. I felt very famous.
Wow.
And I guess people don't have to like pay to use your videos anymore. Or maybe they do and I should get a lawyer.
Yeah, also fuck that.
As we did last week, we're also going to do a Valley episode this week. Two for the price of one, because we saw your guys' comments. You want the Valley? We'll give you the Valley.
So excited.
There is a lot to talk about on the Valley. Carolyn, I'm really glad you're back.
I am so glad to be back, Kate. I really missed you.
I missed you.
I missed the podcast.
I know you did. She was really bummed that she couldn't be here. You were trying. Sad. Carolyn was like, I'm just on like a bunch of pain meds and I can barely talk, but I'll try and make it. We're like, Carolyn, no.
I was like...
She wanted to come so bad.
I was like, well, what if I start bleeding? Like, I could bring a bucket. But this is a serious conversation.
No, you said that in the chat. And I was like, I'm really squeamish. You physically cannot do that.
I was like, I'll get blood all over this couch. Like, it's the whole thing. Okay, I'm so glad I'm back. Can't wait to do the Valley because we haven't talked about that yet. So stay tuned for more Girls Unscripted.
Yeah, and as always, thank you guys so much for listening, for watching, for rating, for sharing, for subscribing, for liking.
For 1,000 listeners.
Woo! For just loving us.
Let's make it 1,001.
Wow. That's going to be tough. We'll see if we can do it.
Aim high.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys on our Valley episode.
Bye.
Bye.